Take Out Troubles for Chinese Food Delivery Apps by Elaine Yao. For Mike Wong, the owner of a restaurant called Hong Kong Grassroots Canteen with two branches in Beijing, takeout service has long been something of a headache. In China, the delivery app Meituan Dianping and its rival Ele.me dominate meal delivery services. Ele.me is owned by Alibaba Group, the parent company of Inkstone. Users log on to the apps and order from the restaurants listed. Wong says Meituan charges a minimum of 20% commission on each order, a significant amount for a small business. My profit margin is only 10% to 15%, so for a takeaway order, all my profits have to be given to Meituan. Wong says many people order takeout for items as simple as a cup of noodles or a glass of milk tea. He says the commission fees do not change according to the size of the order or the distance covered by a rider. The app takes the order and the money, and they keep the money for up to a month, which affects my cash flow. It's a very unfair deal which is forced upon us. Wong decided to change his strategy. He started using FlashX, a company that delivers all sorts of goods around Beijing, to get his takeaway orders to his customers instead. In Australia, where Wong has also lived, clients pay extra for takeout. In China, if you increase the cost of a takeout meal, the customers will go away. So I pay for the delivery charge using FlashX, which charges by the distance covered by the driver. It costs around 10 yuan, equivalent to $1.41 for distances within 3.1 miles. It's much cheaper than Meituan. Wong is among a growing number of restaurant owners in China rebelling against what they call the hegemony of China's dominant takeaway apps. A recent report by the Data Center of China Internet, a data analytics center, found that almost half of the country's internet users used online delivery services last year, with 67% being regular users of Meituan. Criticism has grown more intense because of the COVID-19 pandemic, when restaurants were hit hard by business suspensions, social distancing regulations, staff exoduses, and a tanking economy. In April, the Guangdong Restaurant Association published an open letter to Meituan, urging it to slash commission on deliveries and to drop what it calls unfair terms that require restaurants to sign exclusively with its platform. In February, restaurant associations in the southwestern city of Chongqing, as well as in Hebei, Yunnan, and Shandong provinces, all separately published open letters calling for commission reductions from Meituan and Ele.me. The letter from Shandong revealed that Meituan charges restaurant chains commission of 18% and smaller businesses a 23% commission, while Ele.me's commission ranges from 15% to 20% of each order. According to the letter, the commission Meituan charges is higher if restaurants want to work with other platforms. A restaurateur who owns a sour and spicy noodle shop in Beijing and who wishes to remain anonymous has started putting a card inside each takeaway meal bag to increase direct orders. The noodle shop owner says the card includes the shop's phone number, social media accounts, and a 10% discount offer. "We get our own staff to deliver the meal. During the pandemic, when we were closed for on-site dining business, we took pictures of our dishes and set up an online order platform for takeaways. We didn't have time to digitize it in the past. We also put videos on how we cook the noodles onto video apps like Douyin to promote our shop. If we can build up a big enough customer base, we can stop using those delivery apps altogether." Liu Jingjing, the founder of kanji chain Ports Jiahe, which has more than 100 outlets across China, told Chinese media it had upgraded its delivery app, which allows staff to interact directly with customers. "This saves us the commission charged by delivery platforms, which can be used to benefit the customers. We have signed up more than 2 million members. We outsource the delivery service to all goods delivery firm Dada," Liu says. A spokesperson for Meituan said that, in 2019, more than 3 million merchants received takeaway orders through the app, with more than 80% of restaurants paying commission from 10% to 20%. An Ele.me representative said it has reduced or waived commission 4 times since the coronavirus pandemic began and provided free advertising.